Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. This will be our last podcast of the second parak. It'll be a relatively long one, for reasons that will become apparent immediately. In the middle of Tet Zayin Amud Bet, where we left off, Amar Rabbi El Azar, Ma'idichtiv Ken Avarecha B'chayai B'shimcha Esach Chapai. Pasuk in Tehillim, I will bless you with my life, and I will lift up my hands in tefillah with your name. This refers to Shema and tefillah. What does it say later in the parak? I will be satisfied like fats and juicy meat. You get both worlds. The lips of singing will be sung by my mouth. Now, that introduces the following. Rabbi Elazar, the same Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, Batar Masayim Slute Amar Hachi. Remember, you have to remember that tefillah is made up of 17, 18, or 19 brachot, anatani, 24 brachot, whatever it may be. It ends with the bracham, Varechatamo Yisrael Bashalom. We are then told, as we saw in back on Daftalad, that Rabbi Yochanan said that after you finish tefillah, you have to say Yehi L'Ratzon Mefi. But what we did not know was that you may add whatever you'd like to after you finish on Verachat Amo Yisrael B'Shalom before finishing tefillah. And here we're going to hear a series of tefillot that were said by different chachamim that were the regular tefillah. And evidently they shared this with their students, because otherwise how would we know? So he said, Hashem, it should be your will that you should put into our portion friendship and love and peace and camaraderie. And give us lots of students. Give us a long life. Sasim chalkein b'gan Eden, portion of the world to come. Taknen b'chaver tov, yetzer tov b'alamecha, and give us a good friend and yetzer tov in this world. We should wake up and see that our desire is to fear you. And our prayers should come before you l'tova. That was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan, his elder in Tveria, about to assign Sloti Amrahaki, he would say as follows. See our shame. Third century in Galil, certainly what to talk about. Tabit Piratenu, see the evil that's befallen us. Tabesh Pirachamecha, garb yourself in your compassion. Kasebi Uzcha, and wear your strength, fetitatev b'chasidotecha, and your righteousness, fetitazer b'chalinotecha, gird yourself with your compassion or your grace, tavofanecha midatuvcha v'an v'tanutecha, and your kindness and your humility should come before you. Rabbi Zeira, ba'atun mesayim tzlotei marachi, and it's unclear if this is Rabbi Zeira after made aliyah, ha'atzom fanecha Hashem alokeinu, shalo nechta v'lo nevosh v'lo nikalem yavoteinu. We should not be sin, and we should not be embarrassed or degraded, sort of in the presence of the memory of our ancestors. This is his tefillah. Your Torah should be our work, our vocation. Our hearts should not sink. And our eyes should not grow dark. Rav, now we go to Bavel, Batad Tzlut Yamahachi, is what he says, Yerasom Fanacha Hashem Elokeinu, Shtetein Lanu Chaim Arukim. Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Tova, Chaim Shel Bracha, Chaim Shel Panasa, Chaim Shel Chilutz Atzamot, which seems to mean bones being strong. Chaim Yitzha Pasuk in Sheyao, Chaim Yishish Bam Yirat Chet, Chaim Yishim Bam Usha Uchlima, Chaim Osho Achavon, Chaim Shtevanu Avat Torah Yirat Shamayim, Chaim Shetemalei Lanu Kol Mishalot Libeinu Litova. And we are familiar with this, of course, as the tefillah said when we bless the new month on the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh. Parenthetically, in some of the nuschot, and I've seen this in Sidurim, this tefillah ends with the words, Bizchut Tfilat Rabim. To be the merit of the public prayer. And very likely that's the result of several misunderstandings, because likely what was originally written was Brachot Tfilat Rav. Meaning, in Masachet Brachot, this was Tfilat Rav, after his daily Tfilah, and somebody saw Brachot and thought the Reish was a Zion, so Bizchut, and then Tfilat Rav, so became Tfilat Rabim. Rabbi Bata Tzlutei Marachi, this is what Rabbi used to say, Yerasom Fanach Hashem Elokeinu Shtalokei Avoteinu, Shtatzilinu Azeifanim, save us from brazen people, and Azutpanim from brazenness, Mi'adam ra, pegara, from bad people and from bad interactions. Mi'yetzara, mi'chavera, it's obvious what these mean. Mi'shachein ra, from a bad neighbor. Mi'satana mashchit, and from the accuser. Midin kasher, baldin kasher, from a difficult judgment and from a difficult litigant. Ben shu ben brit, ben sheino ben brit, whether he's Jewish or not. And Rebbe would say this, afagav, dekaimi ktsutze ale de Rebbe, even though Rebbe had Roman guards guarding him, because he was very friendly with the government, he was an important person, nonetheless he would say this. Rav Safra, bat etzlute emarachi, this is what he would say. Son fanacha shalom lakenu, shtasim shalom, Bifamalia Shamala, bring peace to the heavenly retinue, Pala Shamata, and to the earthly retinue, the court. Uvena Talmidim Oskim B'Toratecha, and among the students who study Torah, Ben Oskin Lishma, Ben Oskin Shalo Lishma, whether they study for the right reason or not for the right reason, they study for Kavod. B'chol Oskin Shalo Lishma, and Tzon Shiru Oskin Shalo Lishma. And those who study for the wrong reason, you should bring them to study for the right reason. Rabbi Alexandri, this should sound familiar. Put us in the corner of light, not in the corner of darkness. As we heard before. Some people say that Rav Hamnuna Matzla, that was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. Rabbi Alexandri batan Matzli Hachi. And Rabbi Alexandri had a different prayer, which was, you know that we want to do your will. What gets in the way? So Or Sheba Isa Veshibud Malchuyot. So Or Sheba Isa is a euphemism for the Yetzer Hara and the subjugation to the foreign government. So Fanach Tatzalinu Miyadam, save us from both of them, and Ashuv Lasot Chukir Tzanach Levav Shalayim, and we will return to do your laws with a whole heart. Rava Batat Sluti Amarachi. Rava would say, Alohai Ad Shalom Atzarti Eni Chidai. Before I was created, I was not worthy. Now that I was created, it's like I wasn't created. I am dirt in my life. Certainly in my death, I am nothing. This is a very different kind of tefillah than the others. It's not a tefillah of request yet, but it's a statement of self-abasement. I am like a vessel that is filled with shame and degradation. So please help me not to sin anymore. And whatever I sin, please cleanse with your kindness, but not through afflictions and difficult diseases. And that's what Rav Hamnuna the Small used to use for his vidui and Yom Kippur, and indeed that's part of our traditional vidui also. This is what he would say. And those three lines are all part of the traditional imprint in the Siddur. The Torah explains why this was the one that got picked. This is a slight variation from our versions. Doesn't mean people who think badly of me, but think who are people who are conspiring and planning to do evil against me. So, Hafer Atzatam, which is taken, of course, from David's plea to confuse Achitofel's Itzah, Kakamach Shavtam. And then, the Torah claims that because Yehiyu Ratzon Refi was thrown into this version, that clearly was the common version that was said, because that's supposed to be said at the end of Tefillah. And that is a big machloket poskim, whether you say Yehiyu Ratzon Refi right after Merachat Moed Tov HaShalom and again at the end or only at the end. Okay, that concludes this survey. There's a similar survey in the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak, but that concludes the survey in the brachot. But that concludes this survey of things that the chachamim would say after their tefillot. Now we have several other tefillot that they would say. Rav Sheshet Kaviyati v'Tanito. Rav Sheshet would fast, but Amatzei Ma'achi, after he would pray, and this seems to be at the end of the fast, he would say, when the Beit HaMikdash is around, a person would sin, they'd bring a korban. And all that we brought, a chatat, is the fats and the blood. So what happened? I fasted, and my fats and my blood were minimized. So let my fats and my blood be considered as if they're brought before you and accept me. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish his study of Iyov, Hamrachi in contemplation, he would say, Sof Adam Lamut, all people are going to die. Sof Be'mal Shechita, animals are going to get shechted. Kol Mitai Mumdim, everybody's going to die. Ashrei Mi Shegadel B'Torah, happy as somebody who grew up with Torah, V'malo B'Torah, and his work was a Torah. V'asen Nachat Ruach Liotzorot, and brings Nachat Ruach, brings a sense of pleasure to his creator. Gadel B'Shem Tov, Niftar B'Shem Tov. He grows up with a good name, and he dies with a good name. Min Ha'olam, V'alav Amar Shlomo, and what did Shlomo say? Tov Shem Yishem and Tov, Yom Mavet Miyom Yivaldo. Better a good name than the best oil, and the day of death better than the day of birth. Very fitting for Eov. Rav Pumei Rav Meir. Meir used to have a saying, and now we're going to hear some sayings that were used. Gmor b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha ladat et drachai v'lishkor al daltei torati. So God says, you should study and know with all of your heart and with all your soul to know my ways and to come early to the doors of my Torah. Netzor torati b'libecha, keep your Torah, my Torah in your heart. V'negen enecha tiyeh yirati, and my fear should be always in front of your eyes. This beautiful, beautiful bracha. Shmor picha mikol chet, keep your mouth from any sin. V'taher v'kadesh atzmacha mikol hashma v'yavon, and cleanse yourself from any guilt. V'niyah yimach b'chol makom, and I'll be with you in all places. That was Rameir. Rabbi Pumai d'Rabbanan d'Yavne. In Yavne, the students used to say, Ani birya v'chaveri birya. I'm a creature, my friend is a creature. Meaning those who are not students. Ani melachti ba'ir v'melachto v'asadah. I work in the city, and he works in the field. Ani mashkim l'melachti v'humashkim l'melachto. We both get up early for our work. Kashem shu ainu mitkader b'melachti, just like he does not intrude on my work. Ach ani ainu mitkader b'melachto. And I don't intrude on his work. V'shema tomar ani marbev humamit, and you think maybe I'm studying a lot and he's studying a little. Shaninu acharam marbev acharam mitvad shi'chav in libo l'ashamayim. The Mishnah in Menachot, which starts out talking about Korbanot, but we already saw earlier in the first parak, applied to Limud Torah and Rabbi Yochanan's words to Rabbi Lazar, that whether you do a lot or a little, as long as your intent is L'Shem Shemayim. So it's a very nice kavod for the other people in the area of Yavne who were not students. Rabbi Pumida Abaye used to say the following, a person should always be clever about how he fears God. Use cleverness to increase your Yirah. Manerach Meshiv Chema, Pasuk in Mishlei, that a soft answer can calm anger. Rabbi Shalom Machav, and you should have lots of peace with your brothers, and Krovam Kol Adam, and with your relatives, and with everybody. Always be increasing peace. Vafilim Nochi Bashuk, even with a non-Jew in the marketplace, somebody you don't know. So you should be beloved above and treasured below. Vimekubal Al Briot, everybody should like you. Amrullah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this seems to be part of Abaye's saying, that they used to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalohik Dimo Adam Shalom Me'olam. Nobody ever beat him to saying Shalom. He would always greet people with Shalom before they could even say it. Even a non-Jew in the marketplace. Maraga Puma de Rava. Rava used to say, Tachlit Chochma Tshuva Masim Tovim. The goal of wisdom is Tshuva and good deeds. Shalei Adam Korei V'Shoneh, that a person should not be reading Tanakh and studying Mishnayot, V'Eit Baviv V'Imo, and rebelling against his parents and mistreating them, V'Rabo Mishgadol Menu B'Chochma V'Minyanin, or somebody who's greater than him in wisdom. Shenamar Reshit Chochma Yirat Adonai Sechel Tov L'Chol Osehem. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem, which is good for those who do them. So there's two versions of this: Lo Lomdim Lo Nemar Lo Osehem, not to those who study them, but those who do them. Lo sim lishma velo lo sim shlo lishma, and then an add-on is to those who do it for the right reason. Chol says shlo lishma noach lo shel nivra. Anybody who does it for the wrong reason, it's better he should not have been created. So Tosfot here points out that that runs at odds with the earlier statement that you should do things lishma shlo lishma because you come to do it lishma. And he talks about two different kinds of lishma, of shlo lishma. One is shlo lishma where you're doing it for profit, you're doing it for kavod, as opposed to doing it shalol lishma, where you're doing it in order to try to ingratiate yourself with those and then to hurt them, or to study Torah in order to find things to attack. Rav Puma de Rav. Rav used to have the following statement: Lo kol amazel olam haba. This world is not like the world to come. Olam haba in bo lo achila, lo shtiya, lo priya, rivya, lo masa umatan, lo kinam, lo sina, lo tacharut. The Rambam was a big fan of this statement. The world to come has no eating or drinking or reproduction or business or jealousy or hatred or competition. Al tzaddikim yoshvim v'atrotem b'rashem n'anim izeh v'shchina. The tzaddikim sit there with their crowns on their head and they benefit and enjoy the shchina. Shnamar v'chazu et alohim v'aychlu v'aishtu, the pasuk about the elders at Har Sinai. Parenthetically, Gedola avtacha shivtichanu kadosh baruch hu l'anashim yoter min ha'anashim. Women were given a greater promise than men were. Shenemar, nashim sha'ananot kumna shmana koli benot potchot hazena imrati. You women who are so calm, get up and hear what I have to say. You daughters who trust, listen to my words, said Yishayahu. Amalei Rav, Rabbi Chia, nashim v'may zachin. So what's the big zchut that women get? Bakroi b'nayu l'bei knishta, by getting their sons to go to the Beit Knesset, at nui gavrayu b'ei rabbanan, and allowing their husbands to go to study. Natan gavrayu adatu b'ei rabbanan, waiting for their husbands patiently for them to come back from the house of study. Kav miftu rabbanan b'ei raviyami. Now we're going to hear some other kinds of statements, which is these farewell statements and brachot that people used to give to each other. We saw an interesting example of this earlier in the first parak. We saw the bracha that the mishmar that was leaving their week in Yerushalayim would give to the mishmar that was just starting. This is what the students would say when they would leave Bei Rav Ami or Bei Rabbi Chanina. In other words, it was in the Galil, and when they would leave to go back home, Amr Le'achi, they would say to each other as they were separating, Olam Chater V'Chayacha, you should see your world in your life, Achritcha L'Chayel Amba, and your end in the world to come, Tikvatcha L'Dor Dorim, and hope for generations, meaning you have a long legacy. Libcha Yageh Tfuna, your heart should speak of wisdom, Pichai Daber Chochmot, your mouth should speak wise things, Shonchar Yechishvanot, and your lips should reverberate with song. Afapecha yeshiru negdecha, your eyes should be straight in front of you. Einecha yair maor Torah, ufanecha yazir gezor akiyah. Your eyes should be lit with the light of Torah, and your face should light up like the sky. Siftotecha yabiu dat, your lips should speak knowledge. Vichiliotecha talozna meisharim, and your kidneys should rejoice in straightness. Upamecha yarutza lishmo divrei atik yomin, and your legs should run to hear the words of the Ancient of Days. Alright, beautiful bracha. This is now in Bavel, if they would leave Rav Chista's Beit Midrash. They would say, Alufeinu Mesubalim, they'd quote the pasuk at the end of Talim Kuf Mem Dalet, meaning, and they would darshan, Alufeinu Mesubalim, Rav Shmuel, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rav Elazar, Chadamar Alufeinu Batorah, meaning our masters in Torah, Mesubalim Mitzvot, surrounded by Mitzvot. V'chadamar, Alufeinu Batorah Mitzvot, that we are chiefs of Torah Mitzvot, Musubalim Yisurim, and nonetheless we're surrounded by Yisurim. And this takes us back to the stories of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar we had in the first parak. The next phrase in the pasuk is Ein Peretz, meaning there's no breach. Shloti Te'siyatenu Kesiyato Shel David Sheyatzam Menu Achitofel, that we should not have a family like David where Achitofel left him and became an advisor for his son the rebel. Ve'ein Yotzeit, the next part of the pasuk, Shloti Te'siyatenu Kesiyato Shel Shaul Sheyatzam Menu Doeg Adomi. Shaul had Doeg Adomi, who turned out to be a terrible guy, seemed to be his head of security, and ended up butchering the city of Nov. Ve'ein Tzvacha, there is no screaming. These are examples of great people who had students who went bad on them. Gehazi, of course, went after Naaman and got the gold, and then Elisha cursed him to be a mitzora. It shouldn't be in our street. And then the non-censored version, Kagon Yeshua Hanotzri. We should not have a student who is publicly defaming, literally cooking in the public, but it means publicly defaming Judaism like Jesus did. Okay, continuing on, and we still have a little bit of the Mishnah to analyze, but still, Shimu Eilai Abirei Lev Archokim Mitztaka. Yishayahu has a call to those who are stout of heart, far from tztaka. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. So again, we have either Rav and Shmuel disagreeing in Bavel, or Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar disagreeing in Tiberia. Chadamar kol alam kulom nizonim mitztaka. The whole world is fed through God's kindness. V'heim nizonim mizra, but they're fed through strength. V'chadamar, which means they're evidently good guys. Chadamar kol alam kulom nizonim mizchutam. The whole world is fed through their zchut. V'heim filu zchut atzvan nizonim. And they can't be fed through their own zchut. Right, which makes it sound like these are really important people, whoever they are. That every day there's a bat call coming from Har Sinai. We can't hear it, but know it. Kolam Kuloni Zonim Yishvil Chanina Bni, Chanina Mendoza, one of the miracle charismatics from the Galil, the whole world is fed Bizchuto. Chanina Bni, Dalo Bakar Chovin, Yerv Shabbat, Yerv Shabbat. But he himself only gets a kav of carobs from 1 week to the next. In other words, that's the same idea as Abir Elev. Pligat Rav Yehuda. But that whole take on Abir Elev is the opposite of Rav Yehuda. If you're a man Abir Elev, Govoi Tipshoi. Abir Elev are not great people. They are these foolish Govoi, which is a nation that lives in Bavel. Right? And Rav Yosef, Teda Dahalo Igar Giyor Minayu. And Rav Yosef says, look how stubborn and stupid they are. Not one of them is converted, even though they are here in Bavel where they see the greatness of Torah. Rashi bnei Mata Machsia b'Rilivninhu. Ravashi talked about the people in his town. Mata Machsia said those are the stubborn people. Gachazu Yakrid Doraita Trezin Rishata. Twice a year they see the glory of Torah with the Kala. Velo Kamagari Geir Minayu. Not one of them converted. So the Dabir Lev can be read both ways. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we saw that in the last Mishnah, that the Chatan wants to read on the first night. He made Shmuel Gamliel said not everybody could take on the mantle of such righteousness, and he can't. So, should we say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerned with a person taking on a mantle of greatness not fit for him, and the Rabbanon aren't concerned? We have the opposite positions. Is it not? We have a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Psachim. Then in those locations where there's a minig not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, that's the minig. And a place where the minig is to do malacha, that's also a minig. And they're both valid. And you have to follow the minig of the town. But wherever we are, Tamanei Chacham don't work on Tisha B'Av. They feel the pain more. Shem Gamliel Omer Le'olam Yaseh Kol Adam HaTatzmo Ka Tamanei Chacham. Shem Gamliel says, everybody should endeavor to act like a Tamanei Chacham on Tisha B'Av. In other words, even if you're not a Tamanei Chacham, don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. So there's a contradiction in both positions, because in our Mishnah, Rabbanan seem to say you could take on the mantle of greatness, and here in Tisha B'Av they say, no, you have to work if it's a town where the custom is to work, unless you are a Talmid Chacham. And Shimon Gamliel is the opposite. So Yochanan Mukhlefet Hashita. Yochanan says, fine, so in one of the cases we got the names backwards. Sheshebrei, of course, we don't like to do that if possible. Sheshebrei Ravida Marle Olam Lotech Tachlif. Don't switch them. We can answer them. Kriyat Shema kevin echoli amaka karu v'yonami kari. In Kriyat Shema, everybody else is saying Shema. He's saying Shema too. The Mechsekurei doesn't look special. He's doing what everybody else is doing, saying Shema. Hacha kevin echoli ama avdi malacha. But here, everybody else is working v'yolokavid, and he's not working. Mechsekurei. In other words, Rabbanan's position is, don't stick out unless it's appropriate for you to stick out. We can also answer that. When it comes to Shema, it's an issue of Kavanah. We know the guy can't be Mechavein. He's getting married. He's about to have his first Bian. He's worried about that. So everybody sees him saying Shema. It's like, what, this guy thinks he's better than everybody else? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, a guy seeing him work, or seeing him not work, won't say Malacha Udeinlo, which means this guy just is unemployed. Look how many unemployed guys there are on the shuk. In other words, not working on Tisha B'Av doesn't make you stand out like a sore thumb, because you could be not working on Tisha B'Av as a result of not having any work, not as a result of acting like a Talmid Chacham, which you are not. Okay, Aron Allah Chayak Korei, we've reached the successful end of our study of the second parak of Brachot. Yes, Hashem will pick up with Misha Meito and the sugya of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah, and the sugya of Onein in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.